The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to begin, something I'm intending to do as we go through the day with mindfulness of breathing is to try to utilize a little bit of your imagination to support you in meditation. In a certain kind of way, it's using the imagination to end imagination. I'm impressed by how much many of us imagine all the time. If you think, any time you think about the past, you are using some kind of capacity for imagination, of reconstructing, of having an image or conceiving something about what the past was like. Anytime we think about the future, there's a similar kind of active imagination of sorts. Not necessarily fantasy imagination, but there is an act of imagining what's going to happen. Some of you who came here today probably had some rudimentary imagining of what it's like to be sitting in it, meditating here today. That probably supported you and probably brought you here. You can kind of thought ahead what a kind of little bit would be like. And then if we're in fantasy, we're imagining. If we're making commentary about what's happening, chances are that it has some role, connection to how we conceive or imagine things to be. And even us sitting down to meditate, kind of subconsciously almost, there could be an association with meditation we bring with us that has to do with that association. It's a little bit of use of imagination. If you sit down and your association with meditation is like the statue we have here of the Buddha, and that kind of stillness and uprightness and dignity that the Buddha represents is supposed to kind of how you think about, you know, subconsciously what it's like to sit here, a little bit that'll be in the background for you sitting here and maybe creating a little nice impression of how to be here. If instead you bring with you the imagination of yourself as a lousy meditator, I hope no one notices that you're meditating at IMC because you're probably the one person who doesn't know what to do. That's also imagining an idea that you're constructing. That, and even if that's subconscious, that's kind of a wafting through. It's kind of conditioning or influencing maybe even how we sit, the confidence with which we sit with, the agitation of the mind and the general feeling of how we are. So we're already imagining a lot. And it might be possible to consciously engage the imagination rather than having it operating kind of unconsciously or automatically on its own, but consciously engage it in a way that the imagination, our imagining, supports us and helps us and guides us into being here in our direct experience. So hopefully I'll offer some very simple ways of doing this through the day that supports these 16 steps. And with the idea that we're not trying to get you to be use your imagination in wildly creative ways, but rather in rather very simple ways, maybe even nurturing ways, meaningful ways, that really support you. So you really want to be here in your experience, connected here. So that's kind of... And if you want to participate in this little bit of instructions I'll give on the imagination... I'd encourage you not necessarily take literally what I say as being how you're supposed to do it if it doesn't work for you, but rather it represents a possibility and you can reframe it or reshape it for yourself if something that you have works better. So to begin, to take an upright, alert posture, and you might recall some of these statues like the ones we have here, of what it's like to sit confidently in certain dignity and uprightness with a chest that's maybe a little bit open and certainly not collapsed or pulled in. And you might gently close your eyes. And then imagine that you're here at IMC. You also can imagine what's actually happening. If your eyes are closed, to recall this room, the sense that there's other meditators here with you. A room with a large glass window and high ceiling. And you could imagine or visualize yourself in your spot here in this room, on your chair or in the cushion. And perhaps having maybe a visual sense or a sense of yourself that you're here in this place at this time. You wanted to be here today, and now you're here. And the here is not an incidental time and place. It is the place. In Buddhism, it's considered that any place you're meditating is the place. It's a significant place to be. And this is your place now, sitting where you are. And then you might take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe stretching a little bit your rib cage so that when you exhale, you can relax. Settle into your body. Stretching, opening, expanding your body as you breathe in. And steadying yourself in your body as you exhale. Maybe as you exhale, feel or imagine that the weight of your body is stabilizing itself on your seat or your cushion. And then letting go of the deeper breathing, breathe normally. And scan through your body to see if there's any place that you could relax or soften. Soften around the forehead. Maybe soften around the eyes. No need to be actively looking with your eyes when you're meditating. The eyeballs can rest in the socket. Perhaps softening the shoulders a bit. Letting them become heavy so they feel the gentle pull of gravity downward. Perhaps softening in your belly. And then imagine again that you're sitting here. Imagine yourself sitting here in your body. And imagine what it would be like if you sat here and you were content to be sitting here. Imagine what it would feel like to have a content body, a content heart, content mind. Or imagine what it would be like to sit here if you felt safe. Really safe, cozy. Maybe even at home, here in your body. What sensations of your body, what places in your body would you feel if you felt sensations that associated with being safe or at home or content? Imagine what it'd be like to be this way. Imagine how those sensations of the body, heart and mind, would be a good place for the attention to rest. Imagine what it'd be like to breathe with ease. To have a kind of ease and well-being, that the breathing becomes a harbinger of ease, of peace. The movements and sensations of breathing in and breathing out are themselves supports for being here, contented, peaceful, at ease. Imagine what it'd be like if your experience of breathing was so full, so enjoyable, or so compelling, that it was more interesting than any other experience of the moment. And take the time to feel your breathing and become familiar with it. Imagining that all you have to do right now is become attuned to the experience of breathing. And if you find yourself thinking a lot, relax the thinking muscle. Relax any tension or pressure there is to think. And consider or imagine that you're so much more than your thinking. You're larger than the domain of thinking in your direct experience of body and breathing. In some way, imagine that the experience of sitting here, breathing, encompasses so much more of your lived life here and now. Let go of your thoughts in favor of entering into the world of your body breathing. Imagine, in a sense, that you're sitting back in an easy chair, and all you need to do is to watch your breathing. Watch the experience of breathing in and out. Noticing if your inhales and exhales are relatively short or relatively long and extended. Whatever way they are is fine. Just settle back and observe the coming and going of inhale and exhale. Imagine what it's like to be in a very peacefully quiet place. Maybe you've been to a peaceful, quiet place that was so delightful to be in. And imagine that your mind, your thinking mind, can be that quiet, so that your attention can better experience the breathing. Almost as if the breathing moves through quiet, peaceful space. Imagining that your breathing is a guide into the deeper into the present moment. Maybe even going so far as imagining the breathing is doing the equivalent of holding you by your hand and kindly, lovingly connecting you to the quiet, stillness of being here, one breath at a time. So in the instructions for the 16 steps of mindfulness and breathing, it begins with kind of a pre-instruction, which is to sit down, have the body erect or straight, and to establish awareness. So the idea of establishing awareness in the present moment, so whatever it is that supports that and guides you to the really being here, wanting to be here, connected to here, understand that the task at hand is to really be here, present for this experience. And with that as the instruction, then the first two steps involve, the first one involves just knowing the breathing in a very simple way. As you breathe in a short breath, know you're breathing in a short breath, inhale and exhale. And as you breathe out, a long inhale, long exhale, or breathe in a long inhale, just know that length. Generally, what happens is that, I think it's actually reversed. You start by doing short, and then you long, and then short. But there's a change in the length of the breaths as we meditate. Sometimes people can breathe kind of coarsely, and as we meditate, it gets more and more subtle, the breath. For some people, that means that it actually becomes longer and slow. Sometimes it becomes actually slower and shorter. But there's a kind of a transition that happens as we settle in. It begins to shift in different ways, usually in ways that become less agitated breathing. So the idea is to just get familiar with the breathing. Use the breathing as your gateway to the present moment, a support. It's kind of like an anchor or a rope to the present moment. Mind wanders off, and we come back. We begin again. And it takes a lot of trust, to trust that it's okay to be so simple in the experience. We're just being with the breathing in and out, because it doesn't seem like it's that important in the scale of important things in the world and in our lives, and it seems like there's many more important things to think about. But as a entryway into something, a profound connection with ourselves, it's actually very important. In the bigger picture of things, going into that present moment experience through something like the breathing opens up to something really wide and valuable. So it might seem initially not so interesting, but that is to somehow find it interesting and be engaged. And probably one of the biggest challenges is thinking. And here's a metaphor or analogy or simile for this you might consider as you sit here and do walking meditation. There are places in the world where we go, people go, where it's natural to want to be quiet, talk quietly. For sometimes it's going, you know, if you go to some large cathedrals or churches, you know, and you just go in there and just kind of feels like you should whisper, you know, keep it quiet. Or some natural places in the world. I've been to very big grottos, very big caves, where everyone was kind of whispering. It just felt like you should be really quiet there. Or we go into a library, and at least in the old days, you go into a library and you go up to the librarian and you whisper. You don't want to keep it quiet. When my kids were young, I would go into their nursery school, their preschool, when they were napping. That's a time to be quiet. The quiet of a napping group of preschool is one of the best quiets. And so it's natural to kind of sit in certain places to let ourselves become quieter. When we sit and meditate, there's kind of like two sides of us. They're not radically distinct, but two sides. There's the mind and there's the body. Both of them are sources of intelligence, sources of sensitivity, of wisdom. Both of them are actually quite important places where we process our lives. However, the mind is different than the body generally, because the mind talks. The mind has words or has images and that it tells. And the body doesn't. And so we tend to give precedent to the one who talks. Because that's, you know, some of us, that's where it's important, that's where the real important things is happening. But your body is just as important as your mind. Just as important for wisdom, for processing our lives, for experiencing our life, all kinds of ways. But, you know, we don't pay as much attention, many people don't, because he's not in the, you know, doesn't speak. Think of your body as one of these special places in the world. Maybe a temple, a cathedral, maybe a beautiful place in nature, maybe a library, whatever it takes. That it's, you know, of course you want to be there listening or attending to what's there. And so you have to let the thinking mind become quieter. You don't necessarily have to turn it off, but see if you can switch it into a quieter mode so you can better feel and sense what's happening in your body. And that's one of the ways we have for connecting to the present moment is through the body. And that's what one of the things happening with mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of breathing. I'll talk more about the body later, then we'll come back, because the next two steps have to do with the body. But for now, we'll do walking meditation. And walking meditation is an embodied practice. And maybe the temple of your body you can tune into, and maybe let the thinking mind be a little bit quieter so you can sense and feel and use the sensations, the experiences of the body walking as a way of kind of settling even further into just here, just now. Maybe imagining yourself that you're actually doing that. So we'll start in here at 10:35. And Jeff will ring the bell about 6-7 minutes before and ring it out in the deck and inside so you'll know to come back. And if you end up walking, you know, around the block or on the sidewalk, that's fine to go for a longer walk. Just don't walk so slow that you somehow interfere with ordinary people walking about, going about their business. You know, and if people say hello to you out there in the world, just say hello back. Don't try to hold on. Don't be like a zombie for them. It's you know, we don't want our practice to be something odd for people in the world. And then also, if you can walk in our parking lot out there. We have a very small one. But please don't walk in any of the parking lots of our neighbors, like the immediate neighbor here, the dentist, or across the street. Please don't park across the street in the parking lot there, because they'll have you towed if you are there. And then we'll come back at 10:35. Those of you who are new or want instructions for walking meditation, just come up here. I'm going to turn off the speaker. Just come up here and we'll sit around here and I'll talk about it some.